too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times we've loved, we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough.
So many ways.
Welcome back. We sent that out to ISIS this morning. And of course, we don't want to forget our friends in Shannon County.
That's what I was just going to ask. Going to leave them out? Jeez.
Oh, what a Saturday morning. I am now in the exercise room.
Oh, no. They threw you out of your room?
Well, David came back, and Jan and Peanut was on the prowl wanting to go outside, so I need to get someplace. A bit of an echo in here, but it's nice and private. Sitting on an exercise machine now. I will tell you it's not operating. I'm just sitting on it with a cup of coffee.
You're not going to get in trouble having your camera, I mean, your phone in the exercise room?
Well, I'm not at that particular gym. I'm here at the hotel.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Exercise. One of those something I want to talk about in this segment for everybody is I try to stay off the blogs and the stuff that come on the internet. You usually get in trouble, but I couldn't help myself. One of the guys posted that Pennsylvania, the PA DNR, is considering some politician decided to bring up a law to try to put a law in place to outlaw turkey hunters calling before turkey season in Pennsylvania, which is, first of all, a ridiculous, stupidest thing you ever did hear. It's just unbelievable that they would do that. But then this blog started, and all these people started piling on. And I usually don't get on those sort of things, but I had to tell them that this was ridiculous, that calling doesn't affect turkeys, and that's just a law taking away more of your freedoms, more government intrusion, et cetera. I don't want to sound like a crazy man, but there's just no reason for a law like that. The guy that proposed it doesn't hunt, doesn't know anything about turkeys, but had a couple guys say there's too many guys calling the turkeys, and it makes it tough for us. So I put on there, I said, now you're trying to tell me there's this bird at 200 yards in the woods across the creek and on a ridge, and you're on the other side, and you make a sound on a turkey call, and he hears that. So 2 weeks later, you come back, and he's not going to come to that call because you made him shy. Is that what you're trying to tell me? So this went on for a while. But you know what? I didn't try to tell anybody they were doing anything wrong. I just said, I do this. This is what I do. And so I said, I did research on the call shy. I've got it in my book, et cetera. And I said, it has no effect on the behavior of wild turkeys. It's the people. It's people activity and movement like that. But you know how it is. They come on there. They don't believe me, and I shouldn't be calling. And everybody's, but nobody got really indignant. But I had one guy said, well, how big was your research area? So I proceeded to tell him I did 1,200 acres with, had 20 outdoor riders come in, called the turkeys every day, and then we killed 20 gobblers. And he said, but how big was your research area? I said, how about America? Been doing this for 30 years in 41 states, and it works for us. So he came back with, because I kept saying, I do it for video cameras and other people. So you guys are just hunting for yourself. You go out for a turkey, I want to hunt a turkey, and you believe because some guy went out there and yelped before season, you can't call a turkey. I said, it's nothing but turkey hunters' excuses. We don't need laws like this. This is ridiculous. So this went on for a while. So he came back with video cameras. He said, that's going to make turkey hunting a rich man's sport. Nobody's going to be able to do it. And that was his final reply to me. Does that make any sense?
Why? Because it's a rich man's sport.
I don't know. But what I said is, look, I'm out there, guys like me and Denny Govis and all those guys, we're out there doing all this research and calling turkeys and shooting video. We're doing this to share and to teach with others. We're not doing it because we're selfish. And I said, if I can go out there, he said, well, you might be able to do that where you're at. I said, look, for 30 years I've been calling the turkeys in Massachusetts, New York, Connecticut, Pennsylvania. I've hunted 42 states in Mexico. It's what I do to be effective. I got people coming in. I got to call turkeys for TV cameras and 5, 10, 15 people at a time in one camp. Every day takes somebody different. And I said, if I didn't go out and call, and you know what happened? They came right back with, well, you really don't need to use a turkey call because you're going to shut the turkeys out. So, you know, I didn't want to argue, and I didn't. And everybody, and I respect their opinion. But these guys, it's in their head. And the old saying, I'll close with the old saying I always say is, these guys are saying, if you do this, the turkey will do this. The turkey's thinking this. And if you call, here it is. It's all in the guy's head. When you're thinking this turkey's out there doing all that, he's out there just being a turkey. It's crazy how much controversy this one post made up about Pennsylvania. And I hope they don't do it. Illinois put that law in, but you got to realize Illinois does a lot of things. Like you got to have a padlock on your compound bow walking out, ridiculous. Got to have your guns cased. Hunters, honest, law-abiding citizens. Makes no sense whatsoever. It has no effect on any crime or anything like that. But for someone to tell me that there's a law that I can't have my turkey, who are they to tell me I can't call on my turkey call if I want to call on my turkey call before season? That's ridiculous. Stupid.
Jeez. You know, there was a little girl, 9-year-old girl this year, that was shamed at school because her dad made a picture or had a picture put on her sweatshirt of her first buck that she took. And the teacher embarrassed her. We don't kill animals. And, oh, my God, it was like they embarrassed this little kid in front of the entire class. You know, what's this coming to?
When I was in school, if you killed a deer or a turkey, you had to get up in front of class and tell a class about it. After I left high school, when I came back and got a turkey, I had to take my turkey into the principal's office to show the coach and the principal what turkey I killed. Different world. I used to take my shotgun on the school bus with me to go to school because we're rabbit hunting with the coach after school. I mean, it's a different world now, buddy. It's crazy, the stuff out there. And I would have never believed the threats and the hate that comes from people because we hunt, especially to the young ladies like Taylor Drury and those girls that hunt. They get the most sickening threats and disgusting things, name calling to them simply because they hunt. I would have never believed it. Would you have ever believed that I get death threats and get threatened because we do a radio show and take kids hunting?
Oh.
I mean, what is that?
We've seen some of the stuff that you get. And, you know, at first, when I first started working with you, I had a hard time believing that. But then you brought some of the stuff in or forwarded it. You're going, oh, my God. You know, that's crazy.
You know, there's some crazy stuff over the years. Go back a while when we used to have answering machines. And my media hunt guys up in Kirksville was telling the guys about some of the stuff that I was getting in on my answering machine. I don't know how they got my unlisted phone number. That's before cell phones. Well, they didn't believe me. So for entertainment after dinner, I brought a cassette tape in for my answering machine. And we played it for the media group on loudspeakers so they could hear the threats and the things that I got even back then because of what I do in the public.
Oh, that's just craziness right there.
But the attacking they do to hunters today and gun owners is just way out there. I never believed in my lifetime I would see anything like that. Of course, I grew up in a hunting family, a hunting community. Everybody hunted. And I'm serious when I said that. When I went to school, high school, if I killed a deer, I knew that day I had to get up from the class and tell them my deer story. Can you see that today?
Oh, not with some of this misinformation that's not being taught. You know, there's so many great teachers out there, but there's also so many bad ones out there also. And oh.
Well, we certainly do not need a law telling in place for hunters that pay the lion's share for wildlife that everybody gets to enjoy and tell them they cannot go take their turkey call and go call before season. A law. That is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. And they say, well, other states do it. No, they don't. Illinois does it, but Illinois does a lot of backwards things because they're not hunting people that put these laws in place. And all it is obstacles to throw in front of hunting and guns. A lot of these stupid regulations and stuff we have is just to try to stop hunting and gun ownership. It's just ridiculous.
It is, you know. You have to try to teach me to calm down on this stuff, and I get so mad about it. And
well, you can't get mad, you can't get political. And the one thing about the blog I'm talking about, I will say they were pretty nice on there. They wasn't a bunch of name calling. It wasn't real bad. They disagreed, of course, but on some of those I've been on, they went directly to name-calling and threatening me just because I stated my opinion, you know. I disagreed with them. But there was a lot of good folks on there that said that they thought that calling to a turkey would make it bad for their hunting season. And when I explained it, then they came back and said, well, I didn't know that. And they wanted to know more. And they had several said, I read one time where you wrote something about that. Can you tell us more about it? So there was a lot of good people on that blog. I shouldn't categorize them, but that wanted more information. They said they didn't know. I said, hunters, this is nothing new. I said, I got this in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. I've been dealing with this call shy, ridiculous thing for years, and now some politician wants to make it a law. And I said, it's crazy. Can you imagine as a turkey hunter, you got your turkey call in your truck and you get pulled over, you get a ticket because you got a turkey call before season? How ridiculous is that?
Well, I remember down at the boat show, you had your film, your video of the hand gobbling. And I was standing there with Denny, and this guy kind of just, 18, 19-year-old goes, Denny, why do you have that junk, I'll say junk, in there? You know that's all lies and set up. And I turned around to say something, and Denny grabbed my arm, and he just said, just let it go. Let it go. You're not going to convince those people.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to convince anybody. What I finally told him on the blog is that, hey, it works for us. It's how we have success. It's why we kill turkeys. I said, people tell me I'm doing it all wrong, have my entire hunting career from the 70s to now, that I'm doing it all wrong. And yet, look at the results. I mean, I'm not bragging. You're not bragging if it's true. We kill turkeys. Our guys, we get TV shows. We get video. Our riders kill turkeys. And why is that? Because we utilize what works. What works is scouting with a turkey call. And, you know, I just did an article in Midwest Outdoors about that a while back. And remember, a guy came back and wrote an article that I might be able to get away with that, but he couldn't do it there. And my favorite on this blog was the thing that I have heard my entire life about turkey hunting. And I love this. I was glad to see this on the blog. Guy from Pennsylvania goes, yeah, but you don't understand. Our turkeys are different. Pennsylvania turkeys are different. I always get that. Their turkeys are different. They're not like anybody else's turkeys.
Well, real quick, it's people always say, I'd like to see you do this in my area. But you go to areas, you know, if you get dropped off in the woods at 4 o'clock in the morning. You've never been there. And you have to produce a show. And it's, what are they talking about? You do this all over the world. I've seen the raw footage when you used to work with Dale over in Brentwood, you know, to do the videos. And I'd sit there and watch the roll after roll of video that you shot. And you'd see you do it. You know, it's the proof is in the pudding. You did it.
Hey, I love that part. How big is your research area? I said, America. Hey, Bob, why don't you take us into a break?
This is Ray Eyes, Eyes on the Outdoors, the voice outdoors, coming from the Midwest Outdoors Bunker, live mobile on demand, and we'll be right back.